It's all right. Forget about it. Yeah. It's all right. Forget about it. You have your Rosh beer?
I don't have a Rosh.
It's all right. Sorry. No, I don't need it. It's all right. Okay. All right. Someone wants to make an announcement first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one quick announcement. My name is Ephraim Slohanek. I'm finishing up the speech here. I just wanted to let the guys in the shir know that there's a chavura that's going on during night seder, which just started on Sunday. It's for any guys who want to have a little more like a chevra during night seder instead of just being you and your chavrusa, and the guys on your left are learning another parak, and the guys on your right are learning another mesechta. So it's more like a chevra that are getting together to learn. It's the eighth parak, which a lot of guys are learning during night seder. But I think it's more of a feeling of a chevra, and I'll be there to answer any questions. It's really for guys who want to hone in on their skills in Gemara, Rashi, or Rashbam, and Tosis, just to focus on that. And I'm there if you guys want to go through like a whole Tosis in an hour. I'm there to, you know, it's not just quick questions. Anything that you wanna go through, how to read a Rashi, how to read a Rashbam, how to read a Tosis. And I think it's a mechazik to have guys around you that are learning the same thing, and you know that the guys will be there together every night. And I think it's a mechazik for anybody who wants to learn a really sharp night seder and focus on these skills. So you can look for me. I'm in the second floor in the new base manager down here, and there's Nashim on the left side every night. So whoever's interested, please come by. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. All right, let's begin, guys. Okay. All right, first point I want to begin with is we had yesterday in Tosvos on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, in Dibur Maskil Konas says Tfuoso, we had two Terutzim in Tosvos. What were the two Terutzim in the Tosvos? The first Terutzim in the Tosvos was that we only do the Ketzitza after when? We only do the Ketzitza after when? After the Bitsira. Now, that's a little bit strange. Why is that? Because they leave it to dry out on the tree, while it's on the tree. And Alan pointed out, and the notes also points out to Shari Atosa, that's a bit bizarre. Because normally the Gemara has cases in Shas that you leave the figs on the ground to dry out. It's weird to leave the figs on the tree to dry. You got to be a big expert to do that. So the first point I want you to get down is that Tosus in the first Teretz is assuming that these guys were experts to be able to dry out the figs while still being on the tree. Okay? And that's very bizarre. Usually they used to detach the figs, leave them on the ground, and let them dry out on the ground. The way Tosus has it in the first Teretz is that they stayed on the tree to dry them out, and they left them there till when, till later. So I want you to get down. That is bizarre, because there are Gemaras and Shas that say the Feirish, they used to cut the date figs off and put them on the ground. Maybe because of that, that's what motivated Tosfos to give a second Teretz. Okay? I want you to get that. That's the first point that we're pointing out. That first Teretz of Tosfos, the Maskaras Tuloso, is a Chiddush. And whenever you have a Chiddush, maybe that's what motivated Tosfos to say a second Teretz. Because Kama v'kama Gemaras is, you take the fig off the tree and put it on the ground and let it dry out. Okay? And Tosfos presented not that way. That you left it on the tree to dry out, then they cut it off much later. That's number one point. Let's get that. And that might have motivated Tosfos to say a second Teretz. Okay? We got that? That's number one. Number two. We suggested yesterday that maybe regarding olives, when did we say Rabbeinu Hananel says olives are harvested, are cut off the tree? Someone tell me? Shvat, excellent. Now, that's bizarre itself, as Aaron pointed out in Seder. Why? Because there's going to be a lot of rain. Won't the rain destroy the olives if you're leaving them on the tree? So get that down, that's one point. But that's what Rabbeinu Hananel says. And we said it is possible that Tosfos might agree to Rabbeinu Hananel, correct? That maybe you'll wait, and meaning when he says after Betzira, meaning that the Ketzitza, the harvesting of the figs, will be much after the Betzira, which was in Tishrei. Okay? That's what we suggested, because the olives will be in Shvat and the figs will be even after that. I wanted you to see a Rashi in Brachas. Rashi in Brachas on Lamed Hamed Beis writes as follows. Dibra Maskel B'yome Tishrei. Listen to the words of Rashi. It has to do with that Gemara that he told the Balabatim that during Nisan and Tishrei, I don't want you in the Beis Medrash. I want you out working, because if you're not working then, you're going to go bankrupt. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says as follows. B'yome Tishrei Drichas Agitos V'habodim. What does Drichos Agitos V'habodim mean? Do you tell me? B'yome Tishrei. Again, I'll read the Rashi. B'yome Tishrei Drichas Hagitos V'habodim. What are Badim? Olives. What does Rashi say black on white? Then when did they harvest the olives? If you're pressing them, they're off the tree. When was that done? Tishrei. So get that down. Maybe Tosfos argues on Rabbeinu Chananel and claims that the pressing of the olives is done at the end of Tishrei. And what you gain from that, Shmuel, is that you won't have the kasha that we said that rain's going to come down on the olives while they're still on the tree and destroy them. So it could very well be that our Tosfos, and Azeli, you were asking me, that our Tosfos and the two Terutzim argue on Rabbeinu Chananel regarding that point regarding olives. Yesterday we wanted to say that maybe he would agree. Maybe he would agree regarding when the olives are actually harvested. But today we're saying that maybe Tosfos and Baba Basra holds like Rashi and Brachas that states explicitly that when were the olives pressed? At the end of Tishrei. The grapes were pressed in the beginning of Tishrei. But it was not done during Shvat. So that's the 2 points we want to begin shir with. Okay, we got it? You got it, Klor? And Aaron, it was a very excellent point. And what you gain from that is you're not going to be bothered by, oh, it's going to rain. You cut it off before. Okay? Very good. Those are the 2 points we wanted to begin with the Tosfos. Number three. Let's get it. A few fellows were asking me shot in the Rashba. So let's get it very clear. Okay? The Gemara, take a look on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph? Take a quick look. In the middle of the Amud, it says Va'avodim V'chule. Everyone got it? It says Avodim Yesh Lem Chazaka. V'omer Reish Lakish, Godros Ein Lem Chazaka. Reish Lakish says Godros do not have Chazaka. Omer Rava Ein Lem Chazaka La'alter, Ava Yesh Lem Chazaka La'achar Sholosh Shanim. What does that mean? We find that Godros, animals come in and out, have no chazaka. What do you mean they have no chazaka? They have no chazaka immediately, but they do have a chazaka after 3 years. Okay? That's what the Gemara writes, seemingly. Does everyone got what we just said? There are two ways to read this Gemara. When the Gemara says, Yeshlem chazaka lachar shol shonim, what is it going on? What are the two possibilities? Someone tell me. Avadim, or what? Or Godros. Meaning if it's going on Avadim, Avadim for sure need 3 years. The Mishnah said that. What about Godros? Maybe Godros don't. You follow what I'm saying? There are two ways to read this Gemara. Maybe Godros only need a year or two. If the animal's coming in and out, maybe they only need a year or two. Guy's not knocked it. Everyone, Daniel, you got how to read that Gemara? There are two ways to read that Gemara. Okay? Oh, the Rashba asks as follows. Avodim, because they generate payers all the time, the chazaka is 3 years. What does that imply? What does that imply? That if it what? That if it doesn't generate, right? If it doesn't generate payers all the time, then what's the din? It shouldn't require what? 3 years. But Godros require what? 3 years? That's the Rashba's kasha. Everyone got it? The Mishnah said because it generates payers all the time, you require 3 years. Mashma, if it doesn't generate payers all the time, you don't need 3 years. What do you mean Godros always need 3 years? That's the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba answers as follows. He says, you know what? He says, that's exactly the point. Godros need only a year or two. He reads the Gemara like I said. The only thing that needs 3 years is Avadim. Godros don't really need 3 years. They need a year or two. And as long as after a year or two the guy's makbid, Why didn't you yell? Must be it's good. But Avadim, since they generate payrus every day, they require 3 years. They require 3 years. Godos don't generate payrus. So that's what the Rashba answers. The Rashba answers that Avadim are different than Godos. That's exactly the point. Because Avadim generate payrus every day, the din is they require 3 years. Godos only require a year or two, depending on whether the guy's makbid or not. The general guy would be makbid a year or two, then the chazak would be in a year or two. So the first tirus, the Rashba reads the Gemara, that what requires 3 years? Avadim, Godos only requires a year or two. What's your name?
Ellie,
you got it? That's the first answer to the Rashba. You got to get it down. And that's the way he reads the Gemara. When it says Godos, Yeshlem Chazaka, means after a year or two. Only Avadim need 3 years. That's the way you read the Gemara. Now, I want you to get this from the notes in the Rashba on the bottom. We mentioned it yesterday. And he says two important svaras. Please get it. If something generates payrus all the time, then no great shakes. I'll let Zach squat on my field. I'll let Zach use it. It generates payrus all the time. I'm not makbid until 3 years. Then I start being makbid. And if I don't yell, it's his. Moreover, that's from the perspective of the Marakana. From Zach's perspective, Zach thinks he's just getting produce from the thing. He's just getting produce from the avadim. He's getting profit from the evan. But he doesn't think that what? You don't think that what? It's yours until 3 years. So from the perspective of the Marakama, you need 3 years. From the perspective of the Muchsak, you need 3 years. That's the Rashba Svara. Everyone got that? That's the Rashba Svara. Okay? So the Rashba answers and says you need 3 years for an Evid. Why do you need 3 years for an Evid? You need 3 years for an Evid because why? Because he generates payrus all the time, Alan. And if you don't, because he generates payrus all the time, I'm not makbid. He produces payrus every day. After 3 years already, you should yell. Godros, what's the answer? When's the chazaka according to Rashba? After a year or two. You follow me? Because they don't generate payrus, they do nothing. They just come in the field lead. They don't help you out at all. How do you read the Gemara? When the Gemara said Godros, when it says chazaka, it's going on when? Avadim, but by Godros, it's not louder, but it's not 3 years, Michael. It's a year or two. That's the first answer to the Rashi. And what's the Svara? The Svara is Moshe. What's the Svara? It's generating payrus all the time, so I'm not makbid. That's the first answer to the Rashi. Everyone got it? Okay. Let's just finish up, Aaron. The second teretz of the Rashi. Please get it down. The second teretz of the Rashi is, it's a combination factor. You need the fact that Avadim go in and out, number one. And number two, because why? They generate payrus all the time. Both those factors alone, combined, require 3 years. Both those factors together make it, you need 3 years. Okay? How is that different than the first answer? Because the first answer, the Rashba said what, Yossi? If they go in and out, then a chazaka should be enough after a what? A year or two. You see, according to the second answer to the Rashba, that he felt that this reasoning alone, meaning the fact that it goes in and out, you'll require how many years? 3 years. Meaning that according to what? The second answer to the Rashba, how many years do you need to establish Godros to have a chazaka? How many years? According to the second answer to the Rashba, Godros. 3 years. Year or two is the first answer. The second answer, Noah, is I'm saying two reasons why Evid needs 3 years. There are two factors. Number one, it goes in itself. And number two is because it generates payrus. What?
But I suppose you only had one of the reasons.
You're right. But he seems to be saying that there each reason independently would be enough.
Would be enough.
Yes, in the second answer. In the second answer. He says, trey tiny islu. There are two reasons. So the impression you get from the Rashba is that each reason on its own would be enough. Okay? And the difference between the first and second answers, if I ask you, according to the Rashba, how many years to establish Chazaka and Godros? 3. Whereas the first answer would be a year or two. When he says, trey taimei Noah, I think he means each reason independently would get the job done. I might have said combined. I meant each one independently. Okay? I shouldn't have said combined. You're absolutely right. Okay?
If each independently, you
cases where they have only one of those factors, you would also require it, wouldn't it?
Seems that way, yes. But what you see, Daniel, but yeah, in a chanami. But none of those cases are asla nafshayu. Asla nafshayu is when you're dealing with things that move, right? So the list doesn't have asla nafshayu. Okay? All right, that's the svara, that's the shot in the Rashba. Okay? Real quick, Aaron, go ahead.
What about the implication we made before that? What if it's an event that isn't osa peiris kadmi?
They always osa peiris. They're always osa peiris. No matter what. Okay, the Gemara has a line, and you might have a lazy fellow, but they're always, that's the assumption.
That's the question of the Rashba.
The assumption.
So how did you ask the question?
No, but the assumption, no, because the diuk is, if they don't do peiris, right, then you wouldn't need 3 years. The answer is that we assume that they always do peiris. That's the answer. Okay? We assume that. Okay? All right. Go ahead, Daniel.
Also on the first reasoning that each of them, that by both perspectives, it's 3 years, why would the Mufsak think that he would need 3 years acquired? He thinks that the kingdom was valid as soon as he does the actual deal. He thinks that the 3 years is just that he's just let it switch the riot to the other guy.
Right.
From his perspective, he's already made the kinyan. He makes the kinyan immediately. He doesn't think he needs 3 years.
According to the second answer?
No, according to the first answer, that according to both perspectives.
You need 3 years from both perspectives.
No, but why would the Mufsak think that he can need 3 years? He thinks he's made a kinyan.
No, because he's eating peiris. He's enjoying the peiris. He's not assuming title to the ground.
No, but meaning if he doesn't think he owns the ground.
Right.
If he doesn't think he's on the ground, then he has no time at all.
I understand, but I'm just saying I'm saying objectively is that it's possible to say that for 3 years, Daniil, a guy can say he's just chomping on peiris. He's not assuming title to the ground. After 3 years, what I'm saying, after 3 years, objectively, that's impossible. That's what we're assuming. Objectively. Okay? We're not talking about psychology here.
No, objectively before that, it has to be impossible also.
No, that's not true. Up till 3 years, he's enjoying the payers. At the end of the 3 years, he's assumed title of ownership. That's what we assume.
Right, that's not from his perspective.
Well, that's objectively, I'm saying. That's why we have the shear of 3 years. The shear of 3 years is to assume that svara. That's what I'm saying. We require 3 years because otherwise you can project that, in fact, he's just eating payers. We're trying to, as a Beis Din, prove who owns the land.
Correct, from a bystander's perspective, not from his perspective.
Okay.
I
understand that, but that doesn't make it. We're talking about objectively. That's what I'm saying. Objectively. That's what we're assuming. Objectively. So that's I'm saying, from both perspectives, that's what we're being masked for the Rashba. Okay? All right. Very good. Now, one more point on this, and then we have to go on with the Tysus. Please get it. Just yesterday, it's just this morning in Seder, both Yossi and Yossi were suggesting, I want you to get this. Why is it that for the full 3 years, you need consecutive working? And for the 18 months, you also need consecutive working. Why is it for both those tracks do you need that? Why would you think you need that? So maybe one could suggest as follows. If you're not makbid for 3 years, it produces fruit every day. Meaning, if the guy works it for 3 years consecutively, then I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Because, you know what? It produces payers every day. He works at it consecutively. I'm fine with it. After 3 years, I have to yell. But something that's a stamp, bow, that's not worked for 3 years, and it doesn't generate payers all the time, you know what? Maybe I would not think you need that consecutiveness. Maybe I would think you not need that consecutiveness. And maybe I would always be on my toes and I would say, listen, protest. Therefore, the Chiddush of Tosos is that we also require consecutiveness in the 18 months as well. Has everyone heard that svara? Something that produces payers every day, I'm not so makbid on. Produce it every day for 3 years. I don't care. Up to 3 years, I got to yell. After 3 years, I have to yell. So Yossi suggests, but 18 months, that the case of 18 months where it doesn't produce payers every day, you know what? That's sporadic. I'm not so calm. I might be saying, what are you doing on my thing? I might have to yell. Maybe you would think you would not need continuity. If he's there a little bit, maybe I should have to project. No, you need 18 months of constant work, even in that case as well. Does everyone hear that svar? That was what the Tosas Yontif was asking. That maybe you should be mechalik and say that svara, that it's different between 18 months and the what and the 3 years. Okay? Does everyone hear that svara? Meaning, if it's all an issue of not being makbid, so if it produces payrus every day, okay. If it works every day for 3 years, I'm not makbid. After 3 years, I got to yell. 18 months, it doesn't produce payrus every day. So it doesn't produce payrus every day. It's very, very important. Its value is great. The rye is it doesn't produce payrus every day. It's a stay a bomb. So anytime you're there for more than 18 months, I should yell. So maybe I wouldn't require consecutive 18 months of work. As long as he's there 18 months sporadically, anytime you add up 18 months, I should have to yell. Answer is no. Even in that case, we require it. Does everyone hear that? That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Yontif. That's what we want to suggest would be connected with this Rashba. Okay? That would be connected with this Rashba. Everyone hear that, Svara? Something that produces payrus every day, okay. It's counterintuitive. That's why I keep saying that you hear the Svara. It's counterintuitive. Something that produces payrus every day, I'm not so makbid on. Use it. After 3 years, I got to yell though. But something that's a stay abal that doesn't produce payrus every day, it's sporadic. So anytime you're there 18 months, I don't care how you get to 18 months, straight or not straight, I should have to yell when you get up to 18 months. Kamashmalan, know that the 18 months also should be in a consecutive fashion. Should also be in a consecutive fashion. And it also, I'm not makbid on that. After 18 months, I am, and I should have to yell. Okay, very good. Let's go now. Please get those points. Okay, so we got the first point was on the Taisus by the two Terutzim. Second point was the Rashi and Brachis. The third point is this Rashba. And the fourth point is with that Taisus Yontif. So please get it. Now we get to the Taisus, Dimra Masko, Ima. Okay, let's see inside the Taisus. Okay, Ron, go ahead. Let's see the Taisus inside, Ima Shuramud. Let's just refresh our memories. What's our memory? Refreshing our memory is what? The Gemara is looking for a mocker, which we're going to get to, Bez Hashem. And the Gemara looks for an equation between Shor HaMu'ud and what? Gemara looks for an equation between Shor HaMu'ud to Cheska Shalosh Shonim. And the Gemara says, well, this comparison is terrible because it should be what? Four? Should be four because you only have to pay Nezek Shalom to the fourth Goring. And it should be 4 years for Cheska Shalosh Shonim. So let's see the Taisus inside. Go ahead. Gabi had the pligi, right? Bachet's word ha. Go ahead. Gabi had the pligi. Go ahead. Go ahead. Abai Sover. Excellent. So Abai says you're not chayv nezek shalom until the fourth. Rava says you're not chayv until the third. Is that like our Gemara or not? What did our Gemara ask? That you should only be chayv when? On the fourth. Our Gemara is siding with who? Abai, not Rava. Kol Torah Kulu. When you have a machlekes Abai Rava, who do you passing like? Rava. Except for what? Yalkagams, right? The acronym Yalkagam. One of them is Eidzom Lemafreya, right? The Yud is Yehu Shalomidas. The Ayin is Eidzom Lemafreya. What's the Lamed? Lechi Alon Me'elov, Lechi Ben Erevin, Yalkagam, right? Gilui Dait Begitin, okay? Mumer Lahachis. That's the din of Yalkagam. Okay, and then Machlech Yushon, what they are. Oh, so our Gemara is like a Baye? So because of that, go ahead. He says the Imkain. Period. So our Gemara would ask a kasha going like a baye? Cannot be. Difficult. Okay. Well, we got to stop. We got to analyze this. So let's get this. Okay? Because we have to understand Rashi Shita. First of all, this requires background. So let's get the background. What did the Mishnah say in Baba Kama? Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. What's the Machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Machlekes is as follows. Okay? We paskin that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is that anytime you testify over 3 days, Rabbi Yehuda is shloshi yamin, meaning there were three gorings on three distinct days. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir holds that even three times on the same day. Now, it cannot be at the same occurrence, but it could be a 9, 12, and 3. Reb Meir holds, Shlosha Pamim, you'll just write in your notes, Shlosha Pamim Afilu B'Yom Echad, but it cannot be at the same time. It's got to be three distinct times, but it can be in the same day. Fine. Machloikas Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, can you ever have a Mu'ud go back to becoming a Tam? Yes, you can. How can that be? So according to Reb Yehuda, how would that be? For 3 days, what happens? He doesn't touch anyone. He doesn't gore an animal or a human being. And according to Reb Meir, how would you revert to a Tam? You have babies at 9, 12, and 3 play with the shore, and the shore leaves the baby alone. Okay? That's how, according to Reb Meir, he could revert to becoming a Tam. Okay. The Gemara presents there, let's get it, a machlekes Abaye v'Rava as to what Reb Yehuda holds. What is Abaye's drasha? Abaye's drasha is t'mol yom echad mitmol shnei yomim shloshim shloshi yomim v'lo yishmenu ba'alav negicha revis. Meaning, according to Rabbi and Reb Yehuda, you're not chayv nezek shalim until the fourth time you gore. And what is Rav's drasha? T'mol mitmol is yom echad. It's not two limunim. Shloshim shnei yomim lishmenu ba'alav you're chayv. Okay. Let's analyze this mahalach of Rav and Abaye. According to what Shitas Rashi, before he was chosen, we can't just say, okay, Rashi's chosen, well, forget about it. We got to analyze it. Let's say Perish Rishon Shal Rashi. So the Rav Zatzal said a beautiful Hesper. Let's get it. Runs as follows, okay? A little bit more background. What's the number of Chazak and Shas? How many you need to establish a Chazak? Three. That's the Chachamim, Reb Shimon Gamliel. What does Rabbi hold? Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Two. Okay? Rabbi and Rashbag, Rabbi holds two. Who do we paskin like? Rashbag. Do we ever paskin like Rabbi? Yes. Two cases, the Gemara writes in Yevamos. Katlonis, if a woman's been widowed twice, we're machmer not to marry her. Because in a sense, we call katlanis means that she's a spiritual killer, whatever that means. We're afraid she'll, the third guy that will marry her will die too. What's the other category of choshesh for Rebbe? If two boys have died because of a bris, the third baby in the family, you wait till he becomes a gadol, we don't want him to bleed to death. Okay? Those are the two cases. I want you to get it. We paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kol Torah Kulo, with the exception of those two cases. Okay. So, let's think now. According to Rava, this is a beautiful pshat, that God listen to Rava. How do you become, when do you become a mu'ud according to Rava? Let's get down, Perish Rishon. According to, Abaye and Rava are in who? Abaye and Rava are in Reb Yehuda, yes. When do you pay Nezek Shalem? According to Rava? You tell me, third time. According to Abaye, fourth time. Palm Revi, let me ask you. According to Rava, when do you become a Mu'ud? When do you become a Mu'ud? It is possible to say, Al-Pi Svarim, you become a Mu'ud the second time. It's a nut sure. It's nuts. After twice. And the third time in the chorus, you pay Nezek Shalom. So it is possible to say like that. It is possible. Only thing would be, is that what? Rava would be basically saying that what? He's holding like Rebbe, which is difficult, the Rav says. But I want you to get it down. Why is that difficult? Because our Gemara and Bava Basra says, everyone seems to agree three. We learn Shalosh Cheska Shalosh Shanim Shalosh Sados from Shalosh Negichos, number one. Number two, there are two Tosasim and Shas. Let's get them. Tosim Baba Kama and Chav Gimel and Beis Damasco Ezu and Tosim Yavamis and Samechem and After Damasco Vashura Mu'ud. You look them up. They're both small Tosasim. I didn't give them to you. You look it up. That says Beferish. Even Rebbe in Kol Torah Kula, it holds two as a Chazaka. But here you need how many? Everyone agrees by Shura Mu'ud you need three. Because that's what the Pasuk says. That's what the Pasuk says. So even Rebbe who holds what? Kol Torah Kula too. Here is Modi, you need three palmim, you become a Shura Mu'ud. Even Rebbe. It's based on the Psukim. So therefore, the Rav says that cannot be the pshat. But I want you to get it down. You would have thought, Eli, that according to Rava, Alan, if you're paying Nezek Shalom by the Pam Shlish, it must be after the second time you become a Mu'ud. Then on the third time, you should have to pay Nezek Shalom. And he defies that. The Rav said that would be difficult. Number one, it's hard to say that Rav would hold like Rebbe. Number two, Rebbe himself, Tulsus writes, says by Shura Mu'ud, how many do you need? Three. Oh. Lachain, therefore, the Rav says you must say the following. Therefore, the Rav says the pshat is as follows. Let's get it. Must be that Rav himself requires 3 days for three distinct negichas, and you become a mu'ud, he writes, you become a mu'ud. To become a mu'ud b'shtei negichas, why do you need the negicha b'yom shlishi? Because he wants to say as follows. Really, Rav holds you need the 3 days for the three negichas, but you become a mu'ud with two gorns. The only reason why you need three distinct days is in order to pay Nezek Shalom. So it comes out according to what? According to Rava, that the Shor becomes a Mu'ud b'negicha shlishis, and the negicha shlishis is when what? When he becomes a what? A Mu'ud. So I want you to get that. According to Rava, the Rav wants to say the following. That it comes out, a beautiful chiddush, that according to Rava, you become a Mu'ud at the same time that you have to pay Nezek Shalom. They're chal b'bas achas at the same exact moment. Let's get that. That's the svara. That's what he wants to say that Rava holds. Okay? And therefore, that's the svara of Rava. At the same time you become a Mu'ud, you pay Nezek Shalom. That's the lumdus of what Rava. Noam, you got it? Noam, you got it? That's the chiddush. You follow me? At the same time you become a mu'ud is when you pay Nezek Shalom. Rava holds, this is the second shot. The Rav slugged up the first shot. Nase mu'ud and Nezek Shalom biyachat. Oh, what does Abaye hold? Abaye holds the following shot, the Rav said. Abaye holds the following. The Chiddush is you only chayv chatzi nezek and the third goring, because he says the following: in order for you to be chayv nezek shalem, Eli, what must you be chayv nezek shalem for? For your lack of guarding it properly, David. For your lack of guarding it properly, and you must guard a mu'ud. So it comes out in order to pay nezek shalem that the shmiris tam and shmiris mu'ud are two different shmiris. And if a Baal messes up his responsibility to guard a mu'ud, he's chayv to pay Nezek Shalom. So on the third goring, what was he? According to Abaye, what was his responsibility to guard? You got to cop this. It's not hard. On the third goring, he was only a Tam. So he has responsibility to guard a Tam. So on the third goring, you cannot pay Nezek Shalom because you only have responsibility to guard him as a Tam. Once he goes the third time, you have responsibility to guard him as a mu'ud, and you fail. You're chayvin as a shalom. That's the lumdus of what? That's the lumdus of Abaye. That's the lumdus. You're not fulfilling the shmira of tam. Well, not be chayvin as a shalom, Yossi. But your lack of failing on shmira's mu'ud, you're chayvin as a shalom. So according to Abaye, e kiyum shmira shel mu'ud, E means your lack of fulfillment of Shmira Shel Mu'ud, Chayiv Nezek Shalom. That's the lumdus of Abaye. And Rava says, I'm sorry, Sof Kol Sof, don't you have to guard your shore? Despite the fact that it's a Shmira's Tam, you still could be nailed with a Nezek Shalom. You still could be nailed with a Nezek Shalom. That's the lumdus. Because it becomes what? Because it becomes a Mu'ud and Nezek Shalom happen at the same time. That's the chiddush that the Rav wanted to say. No, you got me? It's a chiddush, but it's a beautiful pshat. That's the machlik. This is the Perish Rishon Shel Rashi. Machlik is Rav and Abaye. Everyone cop this? Oh, now I want to just point out the following. I want to just point out that even though Rav is Mechayv and Nezek Shalom Pam Shlishis, no one's going to say that on the Pam Shlishis, okay, if he kills a human being, if you guys heard of the chiyuv of kofar, what is the chiyuv of kofar? If it kills a human being, you have to pay kofar, right? If the shor kills a human being, you have to pay to the relative's kofer. No one's going to say, according to Rava, that if he kills a human being on the third time, that you're mechayev what? That you're mechayev what kofer? Because even according to Rava, if the third time was still a tam, it was shmiris tam, only a shmiris mu'ud must, are you chayev to pay kofer. Only in a shmiris mu'ud you have to pay kofer. So I want you to get that point. Even according to Rava, who says this shtikl Torah, perish yishrash, you're not going to say on the third time if it killed a human being in a pay kofer. Because the only time you're chayev kofer is on shmiris mu'ud. And the third time was only a shmiris tam. Okay? So that's an important point. Oh. So that's the chiddush they want to suggest here. Now, the Rav says, yes, sir.
But according to Rav, on the third time, you would pay kofer.
No, according to Rav, you pay nezek shalim. But if it kills a human being,
but it becomes a mu'ad.
I understand, but you pay nezek shalim. But I'm saying you don't take it to the degree that if it kills a human being, that you would pay kofer. Because you only pay kofer if you had a responsibility to shmiris mu'ad. Talking about damaging other human beings or damaging other oxen.
You don't have that at the third time?
You don't have that at the third time because it's only what? It's only been a tam. The time when it gored, it was only Shmir's tam. Because that's damages. Kofar is only when you kill someone. Kofar can only flow from a Shmir's mu'ad. Shmuel, you follow me? Okay. Now, the Rav said, let's bring this back to our Gemara. Okay? Let's bring this back to our Gemara. Our Gemara basically states the Feirish. Ron, what did the Gemara say? The equation. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, yes, that it should be four. And then what was the Gemara's answer? What was the Gemara's answer, basically? That what? Hachi Hashta. What's the comparison? That what? Outside, what do we say? Did we read it? We read it. No, Hachi Hashta. What's the comparison? Just read that line of the Gemara. Hachi Hashta. What's the comparison? Go ahead.
Hachi Hashta.
Hasam. Right. The Idach. Kilo Nagach. He's got nothing to pay, right? You don't have to pay Nezek Shalom, you don't court a fourth time. Hacha. So the Gemara breaks the equation. What kind of kasha is that? What was the kasha of the Gemara? Actually, that line of Gemara reestablishes the equation, right? What was the Gemara first had the equation. The Gemara asks, if you want to make an equation, it should be four and four. What's the answer? That's not a kasha. The reason why you need four by Shurim Mut is to make him pay Nezek Shalom. But by squatting on the land, all you need is 3 years. Right? It's not a kasha that you should require four and four. The only reason why you require four is to make the guy pay a what? Pay Nezek Sholin. So the Rav says as follows. Okay? What do you see from the Gemara? Let me ask you. From the Gemara itself, when does the animal become a mu'ud? What would you say? The third or fourth time. Exactly like Seth said. It's black on white, what Ron just read. Exactly what Seth said. Get it down. The Gemara is saying black and white. When do you become a mu'ud? The third time. The reason why you need a fourth time is to activate the Nezek Sholem. It's beferish in the Gemara, the Rav said. So what you see here is as follows. That the truth is that the Bailim failing on the Shmuris mu'ud is Mechayev Nezek Sholem. Right? The only reason why you pay Nezek Sholem is because, well, you messed up your Chol Shmira. But when does the guy become a mu'ud? When does the shore become a mu'ud? At three. There's no doubt. So what was the havamina, Ron, when the Gemara asked the kasha? What was the havamina of the Gemara? What was the havamina of the Gemara? What would you say? What was the havamina? I want you to get this down. What was the havamina you should require four and four? What was the havamina, Shmuel? What do you say? The havamina is you're not a mu'ud until when? Until four. When the Gemara asked that kasha, and it said that it should be four, the Gemara's kasha was that on mu'ud it should be four. You're not a mu'ud until it's four. That's what the Gemara held in the kasha. So please get that. The Rav, when the Gemara asked the kasha, it held that you should only be a mu'ud until four. The Gemara answers, what are you talking about? You're a mu'ud at three. The only reason why you have to pay, the only reason why you have to wait till four is to activate Nezek Shalom because it's lack of what? Shmiris mu'ud. That's what the Rav wanted to say. It's a beautiful pshat. And the Gemara is docha that and says it's wrong. The Shem Mu'ud is chal when, at number three, the only reason why you need a fourth goring is to set up a chitimsa that you have to pay Nezek Shalom. You know what chitimsa means? Case. Set up the case. That's how the Rav wanted to learn the Shakta of the Tariyah. It's gavaltic. Has everyone got that, Klor? Daniel, you got it? What did the Gemara hold in the Kasha when it said it should be four? You're not a Mu'ud until four. The Gemara answer is not true. You're a Mu'ud at three, at the third goring. That's why Cheskes Shal Lashonim. The only reason why you need a fourth goring is to what? Have a case where you pay Nezek Shalim. Because you can only pay Nezek Shalim if you failed on your Chovah Shmira of a Mu'ud. That's only after number three. You got it? That's how the Rav looked it up. Get it down. It's not hard. You got to get it down. You got it? That's the... One more time. What does the Gemara ask? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Why three? It should be four. Why should it be four? Because you're not a Mu'ud until it's four gorms. So you should only have the land until you have 4 years. That's the kasha. Gemara answers, no. You're a Mu'ud at three. The only reason why you need a fourth gorm is to make the guy pay Nezek Shalom because you failed then your Shmira of a Mu'ud. But regarding Cheskes Shal Lashonim, Sam, it's three, right? Because the number is really three. You're a Mu'ud at three. You follow me? That's the pshat. It's a beautiful pshat, no? You see, I was thinking this morning that the pshat of the Rav is so beautiful that Tosis we concluded with Shir yesterday that said the kasha makes no sense. It's hard to really... It makes sense, no? Remember we learned the Tosis yesterday at the end of Shir? Tosis said the kasha of Gemara made no sense. Why did the kasha of Gemara make no sense? Shmuel, why did we say it made no sense? Because why? I couldn't hear you. Why do we say it made no sense? Because we were looking for halachic what?
Halachic change.
What's the halachic change by a Mu'ud? What's the halachic change by a Mu'ud we said in Tosos? Nezek Shalem is when? Four. When's the halachic change by a landowner? Three. Buyer to the seller. Finished. Squatter. So Tosos says, I can't fathom the Gemara's kasha. How could the Gemara ask four? According to the Rav, it makes a lot of sense. Because the kasha the Gemara was, you're only a Mu'ud when you get to four gorings. So you're only an owner when you get to 4 years. Get that down. I was thinking that this morning. According to the Rav, it makes sense. Tosis said it doesn't make any sense. He says you make an arbitrary equation. It makes no sense, arbitrary equations. You're comparing the two, so it's got to be 4-4. What do you mean? You love the number 4? That's what Tosis is asking. You're looking for halachic change. You have halachic change at the fourth gorn. When is there a lack of change with the land? After 3 years. You shouldn't need a fourth year. What, just because the pyramids, everything's got to be perfect? It's got to be a glock. Glock means a smooth comparison. Why should it be? What's the Lashon of Tosis? What was the Lashon? According to the Rav, it's Mosul of Taimin. The Kasha more is beautiful. The Shtark Kasha. Mamish Shtark Kasha. You got it? That's the Rav's shot. Okay? Oh. This is all Perish Rishon Sharashi. But the problem is that our Gemara is going to be going like who? Abaye, which we're very uncomfortable with. So because of that, Tosis says, I don't want to hear it. Go ahead, Ron. Viter, back to Tosis. So Rashi says, I can't bring myself to draw an X on this, okay? So I won't draw an X on it. But do it like dots, okay? We don't want to draw an X on it. Rashi says, I retract it. I don't hold of it. But we have the whole shtickle Torah. You got to understand what Rashi held. And this is the lumdus of what Rashi held, based on the Rav's shot. We had two pshat. First shot he quickly got rid of. Second shot he said the whole lumdus. Okay? And then we brought it back to our Gemara. Okay. So what's the point you have to say, Ron? Go ahead. V'chazerbo.
V'chazerbo Rashi.
Excellent.
The
purest Ika. So what does that line mean? We always say you can't skim or skip, right? You can't fake it. Morning. What does that line mean? What is once you what? You retract this pshat. So what on earth is the difference between what? That means Rava really holds a kabai. When are you chayav nezek shalim? When? On the fourth time. Yes. Rava holds like kabai. You're only chayav nezek shalim. So what on earth is the difference between abai and a Rava? What's the answer? There's no difference halachically, it's just a difference in drushes. That's what it means, drushes ikabenau. All it is nafkamina, no nafkamina la halacha. It's a nafkamina in drushes. Beautiful. Go ahead, Ron. Now we get to Rabbeinu Azriel. Go ahead. One of the Balei HaTesis. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Ezra. Go ahead. Actually, in Baba Kama, I think it says Rabbeinu Azriel. Did anyone get a chance to look there? Yeah, he says Rabbeinu Azriel. Very good, Shmuel. Good, good. Okay, very good. So Rabbeinu Ezra, Rabbeinu Azriel. Certain Baal had Taisa last year in Gittin. We had Rabbeinu Ezra Navi in the end of the Taisa. It's interesting. Yeah, he says Rabbeinu Azriel. Very, very good. Go ahead. Yeah, on the top of Chavdal and Rav, the top line is Rabbeinu Azriel. Yeah, go ahead. Excellent. Koi, what's koi mean? Referring. Go ahead. Oh, so what does Abaye hold? To be chayv nezek shalem, you need four gorings, of course. Everyone holds like that. But the fourth goring has to be when? Fourth day. Excellent. Very good. Go ahead. Oh, it doesn't say Beferish in the Pasuk at all, according to Rava. Excellent. The third one can be done on the fourth day. So that's Rabbeinu Israel. We have that. So Rabbeinu Israel says the Machlek is a Abaye of Rava is what? What's the Machlek is a Abaye of Rava? Fourth day. Yom Revi. Rabbeinu Israel. Fourth day. Yom Revi is the Machlek. So Abaye says you need the fourth morning to be the fourth day. Rava says you don't need. Rava says the first two got to be distinct days. Actually, the first three got to be distinct days. The fourth one and the third can be on the same day. Okay? According to Rashi, what's an afkamina? No? It's a trick question. I spilled the beans a little bit. According to Rashi, what's an afkamina? There is no afkamina. Just an afkamina in drushes. So we have a fundamental machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Israel, no matter how you slice it. According to Rashi's first shot, there was a big afkamina between Abaye and Rava. What's the din? I have Nezek Shalom in the third time. That Rava, Rashi retracted. Rashi's second shot is there's no difference between Rav and Abaye within Reb Yudah, just on Afkamin and Drashas. And the third possibility we've had in total today is Rabbeinu Ezra, Rabbeinu Israel, that says what? Machlekes is, must the fourth goring be a fourth day or not? Abaye says yes within Reb Yudah. Rav says what? Rav says it can even be the third day. Yes? Chlor? We got it? Chlor? Everything chlor? We got it? Okay. What do we have to do now? Lomdus? Of Rabbeinu Israel. What's the lumdus of Rabbeinu Israel? What's his smart? Okay? Let's get it. So the Rav said as follows. Beautiful shot. The Rav said, the Machlekes is the following. Lefi Rava. Okay? Lefi Rava, Fi Abaye, we have a big Machlekes. Let's start with Abaye. Abaye holds. When do you become a mu'ud? The fourth time. But you need it to be a fourth day. That then each negicha requires a chalosh shem mu'ud and has to be a different day. Okay? So according to Abaye, you become a mu'ud, chayv nezek shalem. But each one, Sam, requires a separate what? Separate day. If you don't have a separate day, it will not register as being another time to become a mu'ud. That's Abaye. Fi Rava, when do you become a mu'ud? Please get this knesh. You become a mu'ud when? The third time. You become a mu'ud on the third time. We just require lamaisin, therefore, all you need is 3 days. Therefore, the fourth goring can even be on the third day. Granted, you can't pay Nezek Shalom, Michael, until you score four times, but that fourth goring can be on the third day. That's Lefi Abaye, Lefi Rava, rather. Oh. What comes out is Lefi Abaye, Rabbeinu Azriel's pshat, the Shem Mu'ud and the Chiyuv Nezek Shalem come when? When do they come? Together at the same time? What do you say according to Abaye? Yes. According to Abaye, the Chiyuv, Shem Mu'ud, Nezek Shalem happen at the same time. That's why you need a fourth distinct day. The Shem Mu'ud and the Nezek Shalem happen at the same time, right? That's why you need the fourth day. Happen at the same time. The Mu'ud doesn't happen until the fourth, and it needs a distinct day. Whereas according to Rava, no, they don't happen at the same time. The Mu'ud happens on the third time. The Nezek Shalem happens on the fourth goring. Okay? You got that according to Rabbeinu Israel? Daniel, you got this? Yeah?
Oh, listen to this. This is a slam dunk.
Okay? I don't know if the Rav liked basketball so much. I remember I heard what Rav Lichtenstein, the Rav, you know, Rav Lichtenstein is the Rav's son-in-law. So when Rav Lichtenstein made Aliyah, I think in the early 70s, they're from Boston. So the Rav used to clip out articles of Red Sox, used to send it to his. That was some marker we had, the Rav's catcher to baseball. I don't know a marker for the Rav's catcher to basketball. But let's suppose that there is. So listen to this slam dunk that the Rav says. Unbelievable shot. Listen to this. Comes out that Lafi Rashi, if you compare Rashi's first shot with the Rabbeinu Israel that we just said, they're mamish diametrically opposed to each other. Why? Why? Listen to this. Because Lafi Rashi, what comes out? How do we explain Rava? You tell me. But we said according to Rava, what's the din? The shame mu'ud is chal what? The same time as what? As the third negicha. That's what we said according to Rashi. It was chal at the same point. And according to Abaye, the shame mu'ud was chal on the third time, and the chiyuv nezek shalem was chal on the fourth time. So it comes out that they're mamash diametrically opposed. Beautiful when you have something like that. Think about it. What we said according to Rava is that it's Nasa Mu'ud and Nezek Shalem. Now we're saying that according to Rabbeinu Israel, that's not the case. According to Rabbeinu Israel, it became a Mu'ud on the third goring, and Nezek Shalem happens on the fourth goring. You don't need a distinct day. You don't need a distinct day. And according to Peirush Rishon Rashi and Abaye, they happen what? They don't happen at the same time. But Lafi what? Lafi Rashi, Lamaisa, right? We had the Peirush Rashi, the Ikim Shmur of the Mu'ud is Chayav Nezek Shalem, right? So that's the Chiddush that we want to suggest that comes out Mamish, the opposite. Because Alibid Rashi, we were Masbir, Lamaisa, according to Abaye, the Mu'ud is Chayav and Yichas Shlishis, at the same time, according to Abaye. And according to Rava, what? According to Rava, it was not at the same time, Lamaisa. Okay? We got it? That's the pshat we want to suggest, okay? Lafi Rashi in Rava, the Shemur is Chaba Basachas with the Chiv of Nezek Shalom and Negicha Shlishis. La Abaye, the Shemur is Chaba Negicha Shlishis, but the Chiv of Nezek Shalom is what? Is the next day. They're not at the same time. Lafi Rabbeinu is real, yes? Fi Abaye was all the same shot. Four, right? You only become a mood on the fourth day. That's why he didn't have a shalom on the fourth day. According to Abaye, was the same. According to Rav, it's separated. What is your first name?
Alan,
you got it?
Yeah.
This is the pshat that Rav wants to say. Yeah, everyone got it? It's not hard. Just got to follow the cheshbon. Daniel, you got it? Either yes or no. Entire, there's no. That's why I never give multiple choice. I have Rebbe of mine. Never give multiple choice for a peanut. You can't guess entire. You either know it or you don't know it. You ask if you don't. You got it? Okay, this is the pshat the Rav wanted to say. Oh, however, let's take it a step further.
I forgot to bring my watch again.
Let's just take this a step further. Okay, the Rav said, I have a slight difficulty with this pshat.
11:53.
Oh, yeah, okay. You have a watch? Someone else, let me borrow because I forgot my watch today. Okay, let's take it a step further now. Please get it. The Rav said, there's a problem. Thank you, Zevi. The Rav said, there's a problem. What's the problem with this pshat? I want you to get this. He says he's not comfortable with this pshat of Rabbeinu Israel. Why is he not comfortable with this pshat of Rabbeinu Israel? Why is he not comfortable? You tell me. What comes out according to what? According to Rabbeinu Israel and Rava? What comes out according to Rabbeinu Israel and Rava? You become a chazak in what? Three times? That's beautiful. According to Abaye, when do you become a what? A mu'ud. Does anyone say Chazakah's four? We wrote on the board, Rebbe two, Rishon three. Last time I checked, the Rav said, and the Rav Nushas, he never found anyone who said four. Abaye's Mechadash, Holu Allah, four. Cleanup hitter, right? You need a cleanup hitter. Four. Come on. Rav said, I'm not comfortable with this pshat in Rabbi Israel. So he comes up with a second pshat. Let's get it. The Rav wanted to say as follows. Lefi Abaye, do you know why you need a fourth day? Three is definitely a chazaka. There's no doubt. Three is definitely a chazaka. But Abaye holds, in order to be chayiv nezik shalim, what do you need? What do you need? You need to have shmira of a muad. You have to establish the shores of muad. And then you fail on guarding the shore. So on the next day, you'll be chayiv nezik shalim. And you need a distinct day to set up that this shore is a muad now, and I have to guard it accordingly. That's what he wanted to say. Bittul shmir of a muad, then yechayv nezek shalom. And that bittul is not a hechi timsa. What does hechi timsa mean? A case. But it is the actual fundamental, quintessential goyrem for the muad to be chayv nezek shalom. It is the quintessential element to be chayv nezek shalom. Therefore, it is required to be devoted a separate day itself, a fourth day, and not in the first 3 days. So about the Rav now says a nupshat, get it down, that really no one holds four. Even Abaye holds what? Abaye holds three, it's a muad. But the reason why he needs a distinct day is to be chayev nezik shalem, you have to have a responsibility to guard a muad. You have to have the responsibility to guard a muad. And if you fail, you'll be chayev nezik shalem. And that requirement is not just a hechi timsa, but it is a quintessential, third time we said it already, right? It is quintessential to the machayev, and it requires its own devoted day, a dedicated separate day, a fourth day. And on that, I want you to get this, Rava argues. Rava says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Rava says, you know what? You don't need to have what? A separate day. You can have, it's just a hechi timsa, and since it's not part of the fundamental requirement of becoming a muad, he says the fourth goring can even be on the same day. Does not have to be the fourth day. Because it's not fundamental. It's just a hechi timsa to nail the guy to pay nezek shalom. So if it's not fundamental, why do you need a separate day, Eli? Let it be the third day. So that's the second shot the Rav wants to go with in Rabbeinu Israel. So we really had two pshatim in the Perush Rishon Shel Rashi. And we really had two pshatim in the Rabbeinu Israel. The first pshat in the Perush Rishon we quickly got rid of, and then we said this is a shot. And ultimately Rashi retracted from the whole Perush Rishon. So this is the Gans Fickle Torah we want to say here with the Rav's shot in this Tysis. Okay? We got it, Clor? Alan, you got it? That's Rabbeinu Israel. So now that you said the second shot, it's not diametrically opposed, the slam dunk we're really rejecting in a strong way. He rejected that slam dunk, but he's coming up with a different shot of Rabbeinu Israel. To be Masber, what the Machleik? Sammy, you got me? Machleik is a Abaye v'Rav. This is the Chiddush that the Rav wanted to say. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
Before the most recent study, you said about how the Rav wants to reinterpret it. How is Rashi exactly opposed to Rav Israel?
Because in the Perush Rishon Shel Rashi, right, what do you have according to Rava? The Muad and the Nezek Shalom happen at the same time. Right. Yes? What's Rava according to Rabbeinu Israel? What's Rava according to Rabbeinu Israel? Lefi Rabbeinu Israel, what's the Chiddush? No, you tell me. Lefi Rava, the Muad what? The Muad happens at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So, according to what?
They're not opposing, they're the same.
You're right, in Rava. But in Abaye, check Abaye now. Perush Rishon Shel what? Rashi Abaye says what? Abaye. They're not together, right?
But in
Rabbi
Israel, he says
you need an extra day. And Rabbi Israel says they're a separate day. But what?
But how are they opposed then?
No, because according to Rashi, in Abaye, they're separate, the Chiyuv Muad. But according to Rabbi Israel, the Muad only happens at four. They're diametrically opposed to each other within Abaye. Perush Rishon of Abaye. Abaye says the Kiyum Shmira of the Muad is Chayiv Nezek Shalom. But it became a Muad when? At three. So they're separate in Perush Rishon Rashi. According to what Rabbi Israel, they're together. It's only a Muad when it's four. They're diametrically opposed together within Abaye. I'm glad you asked me that. When we said they're diametrically opposed to each other, it was within Abaye. Right? Does everyone cop that? Within Abaye, they're what? They're different from one another. Within Rava, you're right. They happen to be what? They happen to be the same. Within Rava, they happen to be the same. That's correct. Within Rava, they happen to be the same. Well, even within Rava, Lolamais, it's still a little bit different. I mean, within Rava, it's really not the same. Because if we said according to Rava, what? They're not really identical according to Rabbeinu Israel Allen. No, they're diametrically opposed with both within Rava and Abaye. Why do we say according to Rava? Allen, according to Rava. They're diametrically opposed with both. Because according to, take Rava again, Perish Yishon Rava, and Perish Yishon Sharash and Rava, are they the same?
Yeah.
Yes. In Rabbeinu Israel, are they the same? They're not the same. It's not true. We didn't say that according to Rabbeinu Israel. Right, according to Rabbeinu Israel, what do we say according to Rava? We don't say they happen at the same time. Right? The Nezek Shalem happens when? At the fourth goring. The Mu'adah happens at the third goring. So they're not the same. It's not correct. I mean, what you said is not correct. They're diametrically opposed by both Rav and Abaye. Absolutely correct what we said. Right, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because of the same day in Rabbeinu Israel doesn't mean at the same time. The Mu'adah was Chal on the third goring. Nezek Shalem is Chal when? Nezek Shalem is Chal when you actually do the goring. You follow what I'm saying, Alan?
Yeah.
Okay, according to Abaye, in Rabbeinu Israel, do the same time. Because the Mu'ud is Chal on the fourth time, that's when the Nezek Shalem is Chal. You got me? Okay. So they are diametrically opposed, both Abaye and Rava. Yes, Alan.
So, according to the second shot of Rabbeinu Israel that we just mentioned,
yes.
Isn't that the same then as Rashi? Because he's saying that Abaye requires you to have this day in between of Shemira, so therefore the
right.
Time,
so it's utilizing a similar svara, but it's much different. Because Rabbeinu Israel is saying the machloikas is the extra day, and Rashi is saying the machloikas is the third time. Those are two different issues. But you're saying, the svara is very similar. That is correct. But it's different in the sense: is that a quintessential thing, or is it just a Tanai Balma? You hear me? So they're definitely much different than one another. Obviously, they're much different, Rabbeinu Israel and Rashi. But you're making a good point. We utilize a similar svara, but they're much different. Much, much different. Okay? All right, it's a very good point, what you make. Okay. All right. Let's go now. I want to just touch upon that Ramban. Let's just touch upon it. Then I want to go to Halach. It's late already. But let's just touch upon it, the Ramban. Did you get a chance to see the Ramban? I should have told you to buy a Ramban as well. Okay? All right, let's just mention as follows, okay? This is very important. This equation of Shur Amud to Cheskes Shel Hashanim, how does it work? What is this equation all about? Okay. According to Tosfos, the pshat is as follows. That if you sit on a piece of land for 3 years, it's a raya that guy's a shaskin. What's it? Not a badchin, a shaskin. What's a shaskin? A quiet man. And once we've proven he's a quiet man, then it must be the guy's squatter's land. What I mean to say is the equation of Shur Amud is just, it's a raya. Just like after what? Three times you gore an animal, we assume that what? The shore is what? A crazy shore. So too, 3 years of being quiet, we assume it's a raya that it's the squatter's land. Okay? Nafka arim shusmocher v'kayim shuslokech. I want you to get it. I'm going to write down, according to Tosafot, it's a raya. The equation is that it's a raya for proof. Whereas according to Aliyasa, the Rabbeinu Yoimim, and the Ramban, this equation is a conceptual equation. Meaning, to say, that just like a shor mu'ud becomes a shor mu'ud from becoming a tam, memela, just like a shor mu'ud through goring three times comes out of the rubric of a tam and becomes muchsuk b'negichus, so too through 3 years of eating, the karka is taken out of the mocher and is given lecheskes lokech. Meaning, it's not that it's a raya. You hear what I'm saying? It's direct. What makes me the owner? I was on it 3 years, and I squatted. That's motziyat from the Marakama to the Muchsuk. Just like the guy, the shore gored three times, it's a tam, becomes a mu'ud. According to the Ramban and the Aliyos of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Aliyos, the Rabbeinu Yonah. What we're going to say, it's mamish, let's say muhsuk. You know, it's a lot like we talked about on Thursday, those different approaches. Similar. It's a muhsuk that makes you, that's why I'd say it's a conceptual equation. It's slam dunk. Just like the shorim wood makes him a mu'ud, nezek shalom, so too squatting 3 years makes you the owner. Not shot that I got to stand on my head and say, oh, after 3 years, it must be the guy's a shaskin, and therefore it's a raya that I'm the guy. You don't have to say this whole chagaja, stand on your head and say it's a raya. It mamashes the direct what reason why I'm the owner. It's motziyit, mershus, marakama, and it's muhsuk. Does everyone get this? It's very conceptual, but it's not hard. You don't have to say, oh, it's a riot, the guy's a shaskin. This is a fundamental machlekes, how to learn up this equation. Okay? It's a fundamental machlekes, how to learn up this equation. Now, it could be, everyone got that? Michael, you got me? It's not a riot that the guy is quiet, and therefore what? It must be that since he didn't say anything, must be mine. No, it actually makes you the muhsuk. Being there three is a magical number. It's a gzeres hakasef. It's exeris akosif. Now, the Ritva points out here, okay, on Daf Chav Tes, we mentioned it briefly, that this is not a question in the Gemara of what the Makor is when it says Minayin. It's a beerer of a tam. What do you mean it's a beerer of a tam? Why don't you get that down? Usually Minayin and Shas means what? What's the Makor? What's the Makor? The Ritva says it doesn't mean that here. The Ritva says, what's the reason of Chesus Gimel Shana? You know who learns like that? What would you say, Al? Tosfos or the Ramban and the Yosef Ben Yonah?
Reason?
Yes. What's the reason of three? Because the gore, the shore gores three times. So Tosfos learns like the Ritva, exactly. That it's considered to be a beer time. Does everyone have that? Whereas according to the Ramban and Yosef Ben Yonah, it's a magical thing. Now, I don't mean magical crazy. I mean that it's exerts a cause of it. And therefore, minayim means minayim mamish. It's minayim mamish. Everyone got that? Minayim. What's the marker? Three. Three is a magic number. Coming towards September, right? Lavdo Avotolis, right? Magic number, right? Okay? I'm not a Yankee fan, so I don't want to talk about magic numbers, right? But the truth is, there's a guy in my shul who's a crazy Red Sox fan. Anyone from Boston? I don't know. You know Red Sox fans? Some Red Sox can mamish be crazy. Isn't that His mom is not crazy, but he's very involved with the Red Sox. Okay? But the truth of the matter is that the question minayin is my tam, according to Tosos. Mahatam, like the Ritva. According to the Ramban, Aliyasa Rabbeinu Yonah, you know what the pshat is? Pshat is what makes you a muhsuk. That's how they learn up the pshat in the Gemara. What makes you a muhsuk? That's the kavanis adover. Okay. That's the Kavanah Sadover. And for that matter, let's add one more point, then we've got to go to Halacha. What did we say earlier in Shir Tosas said? Rowan, how did Tosas learn the Kasha to Gemara? What did we say, Shmuel? Halachic change, right? You said halachic change. The Tosas concludes it makes no sense, right? Halachic change, you have Nezek Chatzi Nezek, then Nezek Shalom. So therefore you should have halachic change, Mr. X, Mr. Y. Should be three. Why does the Gemara ask it should be four? Remember the toast on the bottom we mentioned in the beginning of this year? What's the Kashuk Gemara? Makes no sense. Milsa lo yoiv time. I don't understand it. Milsa lo yoiv low time. According to Rav, we were masber good. Someone be masber to me. Why does it work out good according to Tosos now? Why does Tosos say it makes no sense? Because if according to Tosos, the Gemara was looking for what? What was the Gemara looking for? A reason. What's the reason three? Come up with a rhyme and reason. And the Gemara arbitrarily asks and says, it should be four? Why should it be four? It makes no sense, Taka. I want you to get this Nakuda. Because Tosfos learns the whole Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara, the whole flow of the Gemara is, what's the reason? What's the reason? What's the reason? And the Gemara asks, why should it be three? It should be four. Why should it be four? If you're looking for a halachic change, okay, four is Chatzin Ethnet Shalom at four. But here there's a halachic change at three. There's a new owner. Why should it be four? Tosfos says it makes no sense. The Gemara's kasha makes no sense. I'm saying that fits in Tosfos' whole theory. His whole perspective of the Gemara is the Gemara's looking for what is the reasoning here? What on earth is the reasoning? Give me a rhyme and reason. The reason is if he's a shaskin for 3 years, must be it's the squatter's land. Then the Gemara says, no, it should be 3 years before. Why on earth should it be four? Why? Why on earth should it be four? What logic? Because you have a comparison, orange and blue. So you have a comparison, cheskes, kumel, shorim, shorim, mut, should be four. Why? So Tosfos stands on his head and concludes. Rarely does Tosfos do that. Milso below time. He says, I don't understand Tosfos' kasha. You know, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. He leaves it like that. Happens very unoften in Shas. This kasha makes no sense, he says. That's what he says, and he concludes it. I'm saying the reason why he said that, because his whole theory in the Gemara was matam. We're looking for a rhyme and reason, a rationale why this should be true. And the Gemara all of a sudden asks for what? It makes no sense. Whereas according to who? The Rabban, Aliyasad or Ben Yona, who say what? That the Gemara was looking for a real mucker. So if it's a real mucker, Shmuel, you want a comparison, then the Gemara says, go with the comparison. The comparison should be four. Does it make any sense? No, it makes no sense, but who cares? If you want to look for a mucker, you want an equation, stick with your equation. And you want your equation to be tight and complete, then it shouldn't be three. It should be when? It should be four. Does it have a rhyme and reason? No, it doesn't. But the Gemara wasn't looking for a rhyme and reason. It wasn't matam. It was what? It was, what's the mucker that the notion of Nezik Sholem happens and the notion of Muchsakos happens after how many years in the karka? Y'all see, you follow me? Does everyone cop this point? Okay, go ahead.
What do you mean by mucker?
Mucker means source. How do I know Pesh Isser? How do I know? What's the mucker? Gemara asks many times in Shas. What's the mucker for a certain halacha? What's the mucker? What's the mucker? We're not looking for a rhyme and reason like Tosfos says we are and the Ritva says we are. We're looking for a mucker, a binyanav. Does the binyanav make sense? How do you, all the Yud Gimel Midos, does the Gzer Shava make sense? No, that's our Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu, the 13 hermeneutics. They don't have, not rhyme and reason. I remember of Zalman Nechemia, Shlitin once explained to us, don't ever translate Kalva Chomer as being logical deduction. It's not a logical deduction. You compare two dinim, one is more Chomer, one is more Kal. The Gemara breaks the Kalva Chomer many times in Shas with a Pircha Koldu. Category blue. Category A has an element that's blue. Category B has an element that's orange. You throw out the Kalva Chomer. If it was based on logical deduction, you wouldn't throw it out. The Kalva Chomer is not based on what? Logic. That's what I mean, Yossi, by a mucker. You follow me? What the source of something is. It's a bin and out. Mood is three, so too what? Chesed Shkimel Shanim is three. If we're asked, then it should be four. If you want to use it as a mucker, then you... But if you're looking for a rhyme and reason, Tosfos says, I cannot believe the Gemara is saying it should be four. Because you have a halachic change. Because you have a halachic change with three. New owner. Grant, you don't have a halachic change by mu until Nezik Sholem. Okay? All right, let's go to halachic. A little bit late. Let's go very quickly. Let's start. Okay. This is a few minutes fast. Okay. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Let's begin. And we'll do a little bit more during the week. Let's go very quickly to halachic. Start Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Please get it. Minik Svar, based on the Machaber, is to say Shlichus all El. The Rama argues and states as follows. You must at least say 4 days of Shlichus before Rosh Hashanah. The minimum. At least four. Why? One of the reasons is, says the Mishnah Berurah, is it says in Parshas Pinchas, V'kraftam Ola, V'kraftam Ola, by all Karbanos of Chag. Of Yom Tov. What does it say by Rosh Hashanah? It says, Vasisim Ola. Make yourselves an Ola. Very unique, only by Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, this time period, we must self-examine ourselves. Check ourselves whether we have a moon. Every korban must be examined, the animal, 4 days before it's offered on the Mizbeach. To determine whether it has a moon. Before Rosh Hashanah, we need at least 4 days of Shlichus to determine whether we have a moon. he chops it right out of the chumash. Va'asisim ola. It's very striking. It's my bar mitzvah parsha. Va'asisim ola. Va'asisim ola. All of a sudden by Rosh Hashanah it says va'asisim ola. What's going on? To teach us this message. The other reasoning is that there are those that have a minig, says the Mishabur, to fast 10 days up until and including Yom Kippur. So you, and that begins with the days of Slichus, at least. Bless you. So you need at least, you have to start at least 4 days before. Okay? Because you can't fast on Shabbos, and you need to Shabbat whether you can fast on what? Rosh Hashanah, right? So you need at least the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Four. Then you have a Seiros Yemei Tshuva plus Yom Kippur, and you can't fast on Shabbos. So you do the calculation, it comes out to at least fasting 10 days before Yom Kodesh, Noir of Oyom, Yom Kippur. This is the minig that we have. Now the Rav Zatzal said that what is Slichus all about? Slichus, the Rav said, either way he formulated is that it's Hakdama L'Tfilah. It's considered to be an introduction to davening. This is why we paskin that whoever davens for the Amud, for Slichus, should daven for the Amud for the rest of davening. There are those that say, even if you say Slichus, the guy who davened for the Amud Ma'ariv, right, should also be the same guy that davens for Slichus, even though Slichus is done afterwards. Okay? Even though Slichus is done afterwards, but to that degree, we say whoever davened Amud for Ma'ariv and Slichus should all be the same guy. Now, does that beat out a Yortzai or someone who has a Chiyuv? So it's a Machloikis, the Mogen of Ram, and the Eliyahu Rabbah. But to that degree, we say whoever davens for the Amud for Slichus beats out a guy who has a Yortzai or has a Chiyuv. Machloikis, the Mogen of Ram, Eliyahu Rabbah. Because the Rav said, the Gemara says in Makkos, very severe Lashon, someone who starts a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, God forbid, kover ishto banav. Well, God forbid, bury his wife and kids. Because it shows that mitzvahs are interesting to you. You start one, I'm not interested in finishing it. It's a horrible thing. So therefore the Rav said, whoever starts the Amud for Slichus, he better finish all of davening. Because it looks like you could do the introduction, but you didn't want to do the rest. That was the Hagdara, he said, of Slichus. Now, there are four times in the day that one can say Slichus. The worst time, let's start with the worst, is before Chatzos at, let's say, 10 at night. Al pi Kabbalah, it should not be said before Chatzos. Rabbi Avadia has a blazing tshuva about it. Okay, I'm not saying you should go to men that in your community and say, oh, you're doing the wrong thing. No, God forbid. But we as we're growing up to be Talmid Chachamim, that is the worst time to say Slichus. Second time is after Chatzos. There's a special minion in the Beis Medrash. Shechter always comes, I don't know, 12:54, whatever it is. That's the second. That's the third best time. Okay? Actually, let's say that's the second best time, not going in order. We did the worst time. The second best time is right after Chatzos. What's the first best time that no one does? About an hour before dawn. Let's say dawn is 5 a.m., 4 a.m., when Hashem's Shekhinah is floating. That's the best time. That I've never seen anyone do it then, but it's a tremendous time. Okay. And then, most guys do it is before Shacharis, which is not bad, but to do it before Shacharis. So these are the four times that we say Slichus, and we should be there from the beginning. You can only say Slichus, the Yud Gimel Midos, in a minyan. Please get that. If you have to say Slichus, B'yachidus, you cannot say the Yud Gimel Midos, or Kel Melech Nema, unless you have a minyan. And also the Aramaic Lashon. You know that last paragraph before you do Tachanun? What is it? Marin Divishmaya? You know those three lines? Mm-hmm. Anything that's Lashon Aramis, you also cannot say unless you have a minyan. Okay? So this is regarding Slichus. And the end paragraphs, Rav Shechter pointed out, is written by Tanoim. So you never want to skip those end paragraphs. The middle parts, the beginning, the Slichus ones, if you're lagging behind, you should always go to the Tzibur Kel Melech Ne'aman. Whenever they do Kel Melech Ne'aman, you should go right to it. You didn't finish the paragraph? No big deal. I'm not saying no big deal, but you should try to finish. But if you can't, you can't. But the end paragraphs, which a lot of people don't say, that's wrong. You should say what? You should say that because the Tanoim said it. Now there's also a line that we don't say, we skip, I don't know if you've ever seen it, called Machnisei Rachamim. Familiar with this? We hold like most Rishonim, we daven straight to Hashem. We don't believe in intermediaries. That's a Christian theology. We don't pray to a malach and have the malach carry the tefillahs up. Most Rishonim say that that's wrong. There are some that said it was okay. But we generally follow the approach that that is not correct. We daven straight to the Eibishter. When we go to the Tzaddikim's Kever, we're asking them to daven on our behalf. We're not, God forbid, asking them to take our tefillahs to Hashem. That's Christian theology. Okay, a lot of people don't know that. You have to know that. When you say this phrase, Machnisei Rachamim, you're asking the Malachim to take our tefillahs and carry it to Hashem. That's why we skip that paragraph. We skip Machnisei Rachamim. Because that's saying, let the Machnisei Rachamim, the angels, take our tefillahs and bring it to Hashem. We don't believe that. So that's why we in the yeshiva, in the Beis Medrash, we skip, and in our shul, we skip that paragraph. Machnisei Rachamim. Okay, it's late. Maybe tomorrow and Thursday, we'll talk more halachas. Everyone have a good day. Chazer over. And...